Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd welcoming you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast coming to you from the Island Ford Baptist Church right here in Madisonville, Kentucky. We're glad to be sending this broadcast over the WSOF and WAJJ airwaves and also over the translator down in Paris, 96.3, and then as well over our website here at WSOF.org. And let me remind you that we do have these broadcasts in podcast form. If you miss one or would like to listen to it again, maybe at your convenience, you can go to our website, WSOF.org, and you can find a link there that'll bring you to the podcast for the Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. And so I hope these are a blessing to you and might be something that might be interested in that would bring you or bring God glory and honor, bring you the help you need. Amen. So wanted to mention those things. Also, this is Tuesday, November the 10th, and so tomorrow is Veterans Day. Hope you'll honor our veterans. I also want to mention that our offices will be closed here at WSOF Radio. The offices will be closed tomorrow, but we will be having regular Wednesday night service at the Island Ford Baptist Church at 7 o'clock. So I'd like to take this opportunity to invite you to come and be with us on this Wednesday night and gather in with us to worship. And then we're starting Radio Marathon here at the Temple Broadcasting Company in Madisonville, broadcasting over WSOF and WAJJ. Our Radio Marathon will be Thursday, November the 12th, 13th, 14th, and hope you'll be tuned in and listening for that. We're having special services on those nights, on Thursday and Friday night at 7 o'clock, Saturday evening at 3 o'clock, and then Sunday morning at 11:05. Brother Bobby Van Giller from Statesboro, Georgia, will be preaching for us at this time, and we're looking forward to those days and hope you'll be praying with us, too, that God would bless. Special meeting. We will be broadcasting those services live over WSOF while they're taking place, and we'll be raising money, trying to raise money through the broadcast, or not through the broadcast, but through the listening hour, through the marathon here at WSOF, WAJJ, to help us make it through the end of the year, across the top of the year. And then in January, we're going to have probably another marathon, a full-size marathon that might help us keep on going throughout that next year and those days that will be coming up. But we're headed into the end of the year, and we need a little bit to help us get on through it. And also, we're going to be announcing some plans and some things. Hopefully, you'll dream with us and you'll get excited with us and pray with us about these things and then watch to see God do great and mighty things. I'm glad we can think big about our God and pray big for our God to do, and yet He's able to do bigger than we can ask or think. What a God, amen, what a good God we serve. And I am so thankful that we have such a Heavenly Father, amen and amen. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer on the broadcast today. I mentioned yesterday a number of requests and needs, and I want to run over those again, and we're going to pray for those. But I've got a friend in Kansas, Brother Kevin Franklin, that's got bladder cancer, and he's not been responding real well to the treatments. I want you to help me pray for him. Brother Herford's got a friend just diagnosed with bladder cancer as well, and so we want to remember that man, that God would touch him. Brother Shelby's got a family member that they found's got cancer on his nose and is concerned about that. We are concerned that God would help him and praying for God to help him and meet his need. And then I want you to keep praying for my wife and the situation she's in, that God would touch her, strengthen her, and help her, and that if it be God's will, He'd heal her. And we're praying and believing that He will. And so I want you to help us pray about that. And then I mentioned yesterday also a young man by the name of Makai Ruckman. Brother Ruckman is the son of Brother James Ruckman. Brother James Ruckman's a missionary, started two churches in South Dakota, and then went to Africa, and went there this year in Africa, and was there a few months, and the devil got in some things, and he had to come back home and disrupted that missions project that they were working on. Well, Brother Ruckman and his family have been attending a church in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and been serving the Lord there and trying to mend and heal and, you know, get their footing there. And in the process of time, their son, Makai, he's their youngest son. Makai has some problems and had this situation since he was a toddler, that something wrong in there, that some fluid around his brain or something, if I understand right, they put a shunt in there at his brain stem to release some of the fluid. And knew that, you know, there could always be complications, and he's had issues But I mentioned yesterday, Makai was excited about going to Africa. I said yesterday on broadcast to South Dakota, and he was excited about being in South Dakota, but he was excited about going to Africa, serving the Lord there, if that was the will of God, even knowing that there wouldn't be the health treatments there that he might need, that he might encounter some difficulties. Well, they came back home here in the States, and while they've been here, something happened, that shunt's not working properly, and so they decided that they need to go in there and remove that and put a new one in. And when they got in there to remove it, they couldn't remove it. My understanding, his body had grown to it, and so they could not remove it. They said, well, we'll have to put in another one in. And in the process of doing that, something happened, and either they stabbed his brain or made a slice in the wrong way, and there was bleeding around his brain. And because of that, little Makai has suffered stroke-like symptoms and has been unresponsive. And my understanding, the last that I heard was on Sunday morning, early Sunday morning, they were saying that he was able to respond just by blinking his eyes, letting them know that he was alert, but he cannot move, he cannot speak, he cannot respond to them, but he could respond just by the blinking of the eyes, that he understood them and knew what they were saying. And so we want to pray for them. There's Brother Ruckman, Brother James Ruckman, his wife, and I don't remember her name right off the bat. I want to say Angie might be his wife's name. And then they've got two older sons. I know there's Jimmy, which is James Jr., Jimmy, and then another son, and then little Micaiah. So I want us to pray for this whole family, that God would put his loving arms around them and would let his presence be known and his comfort be there, that he would give grace and even more grace to this family in these days and this time of what's going on there. And that God would raise up Makai for his glory and his honor, and that he would help them and get the glory. That through it all, whatever happens, that God would get the glory and the honor that he deserves. So would you help me pray towards that end, and help me pray about these meetings I mentioned and things coming up, that God would help us. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer at this time. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you, Lord, again for salvation. I want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness and grace. I want to thank you for the good time I had yesterday in preparing the broadcast for yesterday. I want to thank you, Lord, for your presence here in this little recording room. It was just quiet in here as I came in early and nobody was here, but I felt your presence. I want to thank you, Lord, for being here. And I feel you again, Lord, and I want to thank you again that you are present. You're a very present help in time of need, even when everybody else is asleep, or when everybody else is gone, or when nobody else understands, Lord, you're a very present help. Lord, I want to say hallelujah. I want to say thank you, Lord, for being that present help in our time of need. I glorify your name. Lord, I praise your name for who you are, for how good you are, and how you can condescend our level, knowing how big, dear God, you are, and how busy you must be, and yet you'll condescend our level to meet with us in a little location where we're in a secret place, and yet you see in that secret place, and you reward us openly. Oh, Lord, what a good God you are. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, I pray you'd take now these requests as we lay them out before you. I'm glad you're concerned about what we're concerned, what troubles us, you're concerned about that. So I pray, Lord, for this Ruckman family that I mentioned. Lord, would you intervene and help them and encourage them through these days, and especially Makai. Lord, would you touch him and that brain and that problem that he's facing? Would you meet the need? Father, I pray that you would help. And Lord, you bring glory out of it. I do pray, dear Father, for these with cancer that we mentioned. Lord, would you touch them and heal them? Would you help them in the different needs, the cancer on the nose, the cancer in the bladder, wherever the cancer may be, dear God, that you touch them and heal them. For my wife, dear God, that you would strengthen and bless and help her and heal her and remove, dear God, those problems that she has and give her grace and glory and a good life. Father, I pray you'd bless my in-laws as they're still here visiting with us. Bless them and be with them as they head back. I think they're going to go back on Thursday morning. Would you be with them as they go back? Bless us, dear God, in our upcoming services on Wednesday night and then also in the marathon. Would you help us raise the money we need? Would you help us get the backing and the excitement here that we need that would help us go on for the glory of God? Father, I pray that you'd help us in our services, that sinners might be saved and saints strengthened, and the word of God go forth, the good seed sown in some good soil, that it might bring forth a good harvest to the glory and honor of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Would you bless this broadcast and use it, dear God, to accomplish your will and your work? And I pray, Father, especially for those that are lost. Lord, I pray for the lady Karen is their first name, and the young man's first name is Zachary, and they're in need for Christ. Lord, would you bring them to Christ and have your way and help there in that special request that junk man made for that daughter and then grandson. And Father, the salvation of their soul, would you help there, Lord, and get the glory. Would you deal with some sinner that's listening to the radio right now and bring them to Christ, Father, and again, that you'd get the glory for it. We ask in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Where we're going to be looking again today in Job chapter number 2. If you'd like to be turning there while you're finding your place in Job chapter number 2, we're going to be listening to this good song by our family, and then we'll be right back with a reading from the Word of God. Well, amen. I hope that song was a blessing to your heart. It was a blessing to mine. I looked over the song list as I was trying to pick out a song for today's broadcast, and it felt like after God had blessed in such a precious way in the prayer time the last 2 days, I thought it'd just be right to plug in that song about the privilege of prayer. And although it says my age lengthens and my body gets frail, he says I'll never get too old to pray. I'm glad we can call on the Lord. You know that old song that says little is much when God is in it? And it talks about maybe you're on the bed of affliction, you can't get out and do something. You can go to the throne of grace, and you can do great and mighty things through prayer, getting a hold of God. Oh my, what a blessing that is. I hope that was a blessing to you as well. Amen, amen. All right, well, we're looking Job chapter number 2 and verse number 4. I'm preaching on the thought of Satan's estimation of human nature, and talked about it last week, really thought I'd finish it up on Friday and didn't get it done. Came back yesterday and just got so much in the, really just a blessing of being in the glory and the broadcast. I didn't get really hardly even into my thought. And so today I'm going to try to see if I can to try to finish this thought out on the broadcast. All right. Job chapter number 2, verse number 4. And Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Now, I've been saying that Satan, he said about Job and really about the whole human race, that we don't serve God because we love God, that we love our life, and that we just serve God because of the blessings that we get in this life. And so really, Satan was saying that Job and mankind is selfish. And I guess at the root of things, mankind is selfish. But I was trying to bring out the point that that's not true about all men, that's not true about all things, and especially it wasn't true about Job. It was a lie about Job. But I'm trying to point out some things that ought to cause us to, that we ought to love more than life. It ought to cause us maybe to serve God, even at the expense or the threat of our life. We ought to serve God. And so I'm showing some of these things that people have done. I was talking yesterday on the broadcast about how that some men, even unregenerate men, even men that were not saved, some men have loved adventure more than life. They'll climb the rock face or the cliff face and risk their life just for adventure. Some people for discovery, you know, go traipse across the Antarctic or traipse across the Himalayas. I mean, hike across that. Oh, what an endeavor and what a risk really of their life just to discover a new plant or a new path or some new thing. Astronauts risk their life trying to find things out there in outer space and discover things that they can find out about things in outer space. Different things such as that. I was talking about how that we've got Veterans Day coming up, and it'll be tomorrow, and how that men have loved liberty. Men have loved their homeland. Men have loved freedom so much they were willing to lay down their life or risk their life that you and I might have the freedoms, the liberties, and the blessings that we have, that we might have a free homeland. And I recognize that it seems like that our government is going more and more the way of Europe and the way of Russia, and more towards the communistic, socialistic, really not communistic, but socialistic lifestyle of giving up our rights and giving up our freedoms, that we can have a certain group that can be the ruling class and everybody else wind up being the servants. They say it's not that way, but that's how it looks like that it's heading to me. Well, I don't mean to get off on that, but just simply saying that men have risked their life that we can have liberties and freedoms that we have. They loved honor more than life. I talked one time about how that men would duel back when they would pull swords or pull guns on each other, and they'd have a duel over their honor, just over their good name. They honored that. Well, we're in a different generation. We're in a day when people don't understand honor, to be honest about that. But there was a day when they did. And so I'm saying there is a truth that life is precious to us, and it should be. The Bible does say thou shalt not kill, and so therefore shows us that God knows that life is precious, and it should be precious to us. But there have been those who have been willing to sacrifice their life, or at least to endanger their life for others. Men and women that have gone into diseased places to help people that were suffering under the affliction of those diseases, knowing that they too could catch it, that they too could expire and give up their life trying to help others, but they wanted to help somebody, and so they went on. I thank God for those. Well, in having looked at that and thought about how that even sinners have done that, Christians ought to live on a higher plane. Christians ought to live on a higher level than sinners do. Isn't that right? So if it's true that even unregenerate humanity can be self-sacrificing, how much more should the Christian, that person who has been, if I could say, immersed by the spirit of the self-sacrificing Christ, how much more should we love others? Should we love some principles more than we love life? Amen. Now let's look at the child of God. Job, I believe, was a child of God. The devil said he's selfish. If you let me near him, if you let me get close to him, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath, will he give for his life. Now, let's see if that's true about the life of Christian. The child of God should have a ruling passion, something that rules over our life. And that is the passion of love. The love of God, the love for our neighbor, for God's sake, ought to dominate all else. Amen. And in proof of that, I want to show you, first of all, Job himself. You see, the devil had all this confidence that he would succeed in prevailing over Job, that Job would renounce his allegiance to Jehovah God. But in spite of all that, Job did not do it. The devil had great cunning, and the devil had a great plan. He even used Job's wife and three of his friends that he called to his side, but they could not shake this sick man's confidence in his God. Through all of his troubles, Job held to the hand of the Most High, and in amidst all the accusations which these laid upon him and heaped upon him, Job said, I know my Redeemer liveth, and though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh will I see God. Job held on to that. Amen. I talked about the three Hebrew children with the burning fiery furnace in front of them. Yet they said, King, we don't need a second chance. We didn't bow the first time, and we're not going to bow the second time. They kept on going. We see some saints that have made that. Let me give you two practical inferences, and I'm closing. First of all, I want to say from our subject that the greatest danger we face would come from this very place where the devil, the prince of darkness, would try to cause us to think that our life's at risk if we serve God. And he'd say, you cannot give up your life or your lifestyle. Amen. But listen, this life of the Christian, don't let him destroy your character. Don't let him destroy what makes you apart, sets you apart from the rest of humanity. And that is that God's made you a new creature. Amen. Amen. We must be careful that we maintain our character. Never barter it away or give it away for some lower or something of less value. Amen. If we lose our character, I believe it's because we give it away. I've been talking on the program about how that character, if it dies, it dies of suicide. People kill their own character. Others cannot kill it. They can't take that away from you. Even the devil can't take away your character. He may besmirch your testimony. Amen. He may put you know, throw mud on your life and tell lies on you, but he cannot destroy your character. Don't let anyone bribe you either with pieces of silver or wedges of gold or Babylonish garments, where they say you can have peace or ease, where they say you can have security, or they say you can have riches, whatever it is. Don't let somebody cause you to betray the Lord and give up your service for him. The temptation to do that assails us in many ways, and it assails us every day that we live. It meets us at our home. It meets us on the street. It meets us in the morning. It meets us again during the day. It meets us again at night. There is temptations to quit serving God and to turn our back on God and to give up our life for the Lord. But can I tell you this? Listen, don't give up the life of living for the Lord. Amen. Stay true to God. Hold forth this principle of Christianity, this light. Let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your heavenly Father which is in heaven. Amen. This temptation will come to us in the marketplace. It'll come to us in the social circles. It'll come to us in the halls of legislation. And they'll say, you can't serve God. Listen, friend, don't let them stop you from living the life you ought to live to bring glory and honor to the Lord. Well, I didn't finish it. I'll be back tomorrow with another program, and we'll try to finish this thought then. Thank you for listening.